The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
This day is the special occasion of the birthday of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi al-Naqi, the 10th Imam alayhi salam. And so on this occasion, I want to give my congratulations to all the believers and all the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam on this special occasion. For our program this evening, I wanted to mention a few points about Imam Ali al-Hadi, and inshallah, one of some stories from his life, some takeaways that we can have from this remembrance and this commemoration. So when we talk about Imam Ali ibn Musa, Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi, Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam, one of the biographers, he tried to describe the Imam. And when he starts to describe his characteristics, he says things like, you know, that when it comes to somebody and their demeanor, their outward treatment of other people, Imam al-Hadi was the topmost, the most excellent. And when it came to his speech, he was the one who was the most truthful in everything that he would say. And when it came to his appearance, he was the most handsome of all the creations and the creatures of God who were walking on the earth at that time. When he was silent, it was evident that he was dignified. Dignity would come from him when he was silent. And when he would speak, his words would emanate greatness, and so on and so forth. And this is just one of many who have tried to describe the Imam alayhi salam. Some of the contemporaries of Imam al-Hadi, those who were not followers of the Ahlul Bayt, but they were people who recognized the greatness of the Imam, they would say that there is no one that we know who has the knowledge of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we have to realize, was living at a time where on one hand, it was very difficult for him to openly be in society and openly be teaching the pure teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. However, he needed a way to do so because there was a great thirst for it. People needed those ma'arif, they needed those deeper, that deeper knowledge and those deeper teachings. And he did this through the means of Ziyarah Jami' Kabira and through the different encounters he had with individuals. So inshallah, I'd like to spend a few moments discussing some of the incidents that we have, the life of the Imam, that show us, you know, how he was guiding different people. There's one incident that we're told, there was a man named Fath ibn Yazid. Fath was one of the people associated with Mutawakkil. He was part of the Abbasid regime, the Abbasid Khulafa. You know, they were an oppressive regime. He was part of them. He was paid by them. He was one of those people who was sent by Mutawakkil to force the Imam to go from Medina to Samarra. Okay? Now, Fath was during this journey where he was in charge of basically like forcing the Imam to go away from his home. He was observing the Imam and he saw that the Imam alayhi salam was somebody who was filled with wisdom. And he was very impressed with what he saw. You know, he had something in mind, but what he saw was different. So sometimes he would go near and he would hear the Imam speaking about different topics. And these were things which very much impressed him. So sometime along that journey, he decides to approach the Imam and to talk to him one-on-one. So when he goes near him, before he can even speak, the Imam starts speaking to him. And he says, O Fath, and he begins by saying, Man ata'a al-khaliq falam yubali bi sakhat al-makhluqin. He says that, O Fath, whoever obeys the Creator, that person will never be concerned about the creation being upset with him. Okay, he begins by telling Fath something which is very important. Fath, of course, you know, was in a struggle because he had been brought up with a certain way. He was being paid by the Abbasids, and now he's seeing that the very man he came to basically imprison and eventually, you know, he knows he's going to be killed, he sees that actually he's very impressed by him. So the Imam alayhi salam tells him that, you know, this struggle that you're going through, you should realize that, you know, never be worried about if you're going to be subject to like the anger of Mutawakkil or the Khalifa of the time. You know, you follow the right path and everything will work out for you. And then he begins to teach him some of the deeper teachings which will guide him to the truth. It's very interesting. Let me just quote to you what he tells him. He says that, oh, but you should know that Allah cannot be described by anything except for the way that He describes Himself. And he says that, how can somebody who can't be sensed with the senses be described? And how can somebody who we cannot encompass with our minds be described? And then he begins to explain, you know, different aspects of Tawheed and Allah's infiniteness. And then he goes on to say, he says that, now that you understand that, let's talk about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And then he quotes some verses from the Quran. He says that in the Quran, Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَمَا نَقَمُوا إِلَّا أَنْ أَغْنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Okay, in this verse, Allah says that He and His Messenger will bring them out of poverty from the fadl and the bounty of Allah. You know, it's one of those verses where it's from the Quran, where Allah described something that He's doing, and then He describes the Prophet as doing the work of Allah. Here, Allah is doing something, and then the Prophet. Okay, now, he's saying that the Imam al-Islam is teaching Fath. He's saying that, look at the Quran. How can you describe somebody that Allah puts in the same sentence as Himself? Right? And then he quotes another verse from the Quran. He says that, يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعَنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعَنَا الرَّسُولَ. This is also from the Quran. That where there's people who will be regretful. They'll be like saying that, oh, woe be to us, if only we had obeyed Allah and we had obeyed His Messenger. Again, Allah is describing Himself and describing the Messenger in the same breath. Right? Meaning that the one who wants to obey Allah, the path for doing so is by turning to the Messenger, identifying him and following him. Okay, now all of this is a precursor for what? For the teachings of Imama. Because then he says that, Imam alayhi salam says that, if you understand that, then what about this verse where Allah says, Ati Allah wa ati ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those who possess authority amongst you. And then another verse, وَلَوْ رُدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. If they only were to refer to the Messenger and those who possess authority. Meaning that he's teaching Fath by means of the Quran, that there are individuals whom Allah has appointed as being the source of authority. And this is the Messenger, and then after him, there are other individuals as well too. So what is he preparing him for? He's preparing him for understanding, you know, the role of the Imam. And after some time, you know, Fath is convinced. He realizes that, you know, the Imam is speaking the truth. And it seems that from that point onwards, he becomes a follower of the Imam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على
محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.